This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. As we do in the second hour, replaying some of our more listened to daily editorials and company updates from the week before. One thing I do just want to reiterate, too. Remember, please contact your radio stations. Please send me an email, fleck@kereport.com. Let me know what station you are listening on so I can make sure that those stations can continue to carry our show as our radio distributor is going dark starting in just a couple weeks. To kick off the second hour, we're going back to Monday, a longer interview with Rick Bensignor. We're only going to be able to play a few excerpts here, so be sure to check out our website, podcast, or YouTube channel to listen to that full interview. We are chatting with Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors, that is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. On the retail and individual side, you can check out the In the Know Trader website, which Rick has three products there, a monthly report called 7-Eleven, where he picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal to beat the S&P, weekly report called the Tactical Trader Report, and a new daily report called the Daily Tip Sheet. Rick, as we always do, we'll jump around to a number of different markets, but I want to stick more big picture, talk about geopolitics and their impact on the markets. We're seeing escalations in the Middle East. We have a couple wars ongoing right now, and it seems like the moves in markets on the back of escalations are short-lived and sometimes moderated almost right away, just like what we saw Thursday night and then into early Friday trading as we are chatting right now. Rick, what's your take on this environment where people are expecting geopolitics on at least a short-term basis to have more of an impact? It doesn't seem to be right now.
Well, I think, Corey, the reason is because what we've seen in the last week, let's go back to last weekend when Iran sent 300 missiles towards Israel, but Israel and a small coalition, including the U.S. and a couple of countries in Europe, and of course help from Jordan, were able to stop 99.5%, if not higher, of all the rockets even getting into Israeli soil. So as much as this looked like this could be the advent of something really major, very quickly Israel and its friends squashed the attack. And that was that. And Iran said, or whether you believe them or not is a different story, but they said, that's all we're doing. Israel promised to retaliate. Their, I don't know what you call it, their war committee, you know, met and decided that they were going to revenge the attack that Iran had done. And then last night, all of a sudden, I saw S&P futures tank in a few minutes, over 50 points, then 60, then 70. I'm like, and I see the price of oil shut up, $2.50. And my only thought was, this must be Israel and Iran for oil to move like that, too. And I couldn't find anything on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, none of the networks. I couldn't find anything on. And then finally, you know, I stayed up later because, you know, the markets were moving so much. And finally, I saw through Bloomberg a story trickle through. They were quoting an ABC source that said that Israel had attacked a nuclear facility inside of Iran. I've got some family in Israel. In fact, my stepson and his wife just flew there yesterday for the Passover holiday. And my wife and I were very concerned and tried reaching them, but it was 5 o'clock in the morning. They were still asleep. And, you know, we went to bed kind of concerned. And yet I stayed up late until about 1:30 in the morning. And when I did, futures were on S&P was only down about 45 points after being down, I don't know, 70-something. So I was thinking, okay, maybe, you know, we'll see, but this isn't good. And then I wake up this morning, I see S&P futures are down like 9 points. I'm like, this thing has blown over again. These seem to be very short-term events where markets react, and rightly so, but there's a sense here that this is not going to turn out into a full-scale war. I saw people on Twitter saying, you know, Israel has just started World War III. Well, apparently not. It's the type thing where certainly it makes sense to have some concern. S&P, as we talk now, which is midday on Friday, S&P has just fallen after actually it was up a fair amount this morning. So it's now down about 40, and you've got option expiration today. I noticed coming into today that the strike price for spiders that expired today, the 500 strike, which was the at the money's last night, had 60,000 calls and 90,000 puts at the 500 strike. So you'll think that that should in some way kind of be close to where we could go out today. Right now we're down to 495 and a half, and the 495s were the second most active for open interest put spreads. So, you know, the markets do what they do, and the reactions to these global events do seem to be far more short-lived. One of my favorite words from back in being in high school and studying for the SAT vocabulary, the verbal part, one of my favorite words is ephemeral, which means short-lived. We are seeing constant ephemeral swift moves in the market reacting to the global political scene, but they don't tend to be longer lasting. Now, what we're seeing in the general down move in the stock market, and I don't mean today, but what we've been seeing for a few weeks now, is really the result of higher rates and the fact that the Fed has finally clarified what most of us knew all along, which is that the rate cuts that were going to come this year were going to be far less than the 7 that were built in early January by Fed Fund futures traders. It's down to 1. That makes a heck of a lot more sense to me, that 1 or none or maybe 2. But, you know, you and I do this radio, you know, conversation every month. You heard me say since January, there's no way I saw multiple cuts coming like the 6 or 7 that were priced in to start.
Let's shift focus over to gold, because gold continues to hang out right around all-time highs, $2,400. Rick, in terms of, again, tying it into geopolitics, tying it into simply demand, it sounds like coming from the East, but also now a little bit higher volume in some of the gold ETFs in the U.S. What's driving these gold prices, and are they just going to hang around this $2,400, consolidate a lot of these gains?
So it's a good question, and we always talk about gold when we talk each month. Months ago, we talked about that if gold made new all-time highs, it could hold the new all-time highs, because there had been one spike up earlier this year, and then it came right back down. But then we got back, you know, we made new highs, and you got the definitive breakout from what had been a multi-year trading range from roughly, using futures, we'll say $2,050 on the high side, and we got as low as about $1,650 on the false breakdown that we had seen a little over a year ago. So you had a $400 range that fairly consistently went back and forth across the range. When you finally broke out for real, and I said this on your show months ago, you could make a point, you could make the case that gold was going to go to the mid-2400s simply by using an old standard of, you know, we were in a $400 trading range. If the trading range breaks out at $400 to what had been the top of the trading range, which was $2,050. So that target's $2,450. What's the highest high we've seen this year in the futures markets? $2,449, a buck away.
That's so interesting how some of these technicals on the chart seem to line up almost to the tick. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment. But again, if you want to listen to that full extended interview with Rick Bensignor, visit our website, podcast, or YouTube channel. Click on that posting.
Yeah. for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Now, replaying a interview from Wednesday with Quentin Henny, part of a regular series I've been doing with Quentin called Stock Talk, where you all have sent me a number of companies that you want Quentin's insights on, especially from an exploration perspective. He's nice enough to come on with me now on a fairly regular basis to discuss these stocks. This was posted on Wednesday. We talked about four individual stocks. I am isolating just the initial points that he made on three of the stocks we touched on, you'll need to visit our website or podcast to listen to that full interview and get an update on all four of the stocks. Plus, another thing to note, next week we have another segment of Stock Talk coming out where we cover four more companies. Please keep on emailing me the companies you want to hear from Quentin what his thoughts are. I hope you enjoy this segment. Hey everyone, another Stock Talk episode here on the KE Report. I'm your host Corey Fleck and I am joined again by Quentin Henny, geologist, private investor, and geologic advisor to Crescat Capital. Four stocks being featured this week, starting with Lion One Metals, Newfound Gold, Aftermath Silver, and Abra Silver. Quentin, let's get into Stock Talk then, starting with Lion One Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Look, I get a lot of questions about Lion One because I've covered them a lot on the show, and a lot of people are wondering about the mine ramp-up because you're more on the exploration side here. I do want to talk about the exploration focus of the company, one being around the resource at Tuvatu. Can that be extended? Let's start there. What do you think about exploration potential around the known resource?
Well, look, at Tuvatu, it's clear there's a lot more drilling that's going to need to be done over the next few years. There's some very good targets, albeit some of these things are early stage. You know, if you look at some of the drill success that was happened late last year, 2023, there's a lot of new zones that need to be followed up, you know, including this new porphyry discovery. The Tuvatu mineralization, you know, that's part of, that's exposed inside the mine is of one type. Okay, we'll call it more or less gold only mineralization. It's the main focus of the current experimental mine that they have in place, and so forth. But then there's this porphyry aspect too, which seems to be more like a center of gravity somewhere north of the Tuvatu resource. And what that might look like is going to be interesting. Like there's definitely a copper gold flavor in that mineralization. Gold's still there, but there's definitely very high grade copper in places. So, you know, it could unfold in a very interesting way. We see similar systems to this elsewhere in the world, like say K92 has a significant copper component, and they are an alkaline gold system like Tuvatu.
So how would you like to see the company test this new copper area? Because this was just released to the market at the beginning of March.
First and foremost, you know, the market's been tough, okay? And you know, it's not been easy to secure capital, especially when you're trying to ramp up a mine like this. The company did raise money not too long ago, I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And the goal of that is to get ramped up, okay? They've been working on the experimental mine level for about 6 or 7 months now. I think they actually poured their first gold, if I remember right, sometime back in October of last year. And that was at, you know, a tonnage of about 300 tons a day. And a lot of that, you know, mining was actually developmental, you know, drifting and stuff like this. I think now they're into the more of the stoping, you know, proper production stopes and whatnot. But they also want to get it ramped up to 500 tons per day. And that includes, you know, putting a ramp down to the 500 zone, the high grade portion of the system at a little bit deeper level. All right. So I'd like to see the company focus like a laser on getting that working. Everything needs to get working so they get cash flow positive and so forth, you know, or get a mine that will say is self-sustaining. All right. Because if they do that, then that's when you go and test the rest of this. You actually, you know, have a lot of opportunity then to use cash flow to test new targets, including this porphyry, and see if you can't find, you know, the future of the mine itself, but also maybe new discoveries.
Let's move on to Newfound Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NFG and on the NYSE American under the symbol NFGC. Now, Newfound has really been a leader in exploration in Newfoundland. The company is just under $1 billion Canadian market cap. Lot of drilling success at the Queensway project, but most recently, earlier this week, announced a deal to acquire the Kingsway project from Labrador Gold. $20 million Canadian worth of shares. Labrador Gold did right around 100,000 meters of drilling at this Kingsway project. What do you think about this land consolidation play now that Newfound Gold has?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say is a deal like this is the product of a very depressed market. I mean, that's, you know, it is, in a sense, highway robbery that the Newfound has managed to pick up the entire Kingsway project for what is a dollar sum that's a bit less than I think what they spent drilling those 100,000 meters. Okay, so it's what I would call a good deal. It's a natural fit for the Queensway property. It's a natural continuation of the Appleton Fall Corridor. And, you know, I guess what I would point to, like everybody, you know, who's invested in Newfound wants to know where the upside is. Well, guess what? You know, the team at Newfound knows this area, knows the systems very well, and I'm sure that they can be very effective at drilling the Kingsway property, making more discoveries similar to what they found on the Queensway property. I think the geology, you know, pretends that it goes straight up across the border. I don't see any problem with that. Maybe a little bit different change in geometries of the veins and stuff, but, you know, with luck, Newfound will go in there and make more high-grade discoveries that will add to its already very sizable discovery at Queensway.
All right, let's move on to Aftermath Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAG and on the OTCQX under the symbol AAGFF. This is a about $61 million market cap company. It's silver exploration in Chile and Peru, flagship asset being in Peru. Give us a little overview in terms of what you think the potential is here of exploration growing on the resource already at the Peru asset.
Sure. This is Barranquilla is the asset in Peru. It's down in southern Peru, kind of in the Puno region. I know the region pretty well. I've done some work down there a few years ago. We had a project not too far away. Look, Barranquilla is basically a carbonate replacement deposit. So you have a bunch of limestones that have been attacked by hydrothermal fluids, probably associated with a porphyry, that have basically fed minerals into that limestone, replaced the limestone, which is calcium carbonate, with other minerals. And in this case, it includes things like massive manganese carbonates. Manganese is a, you know, a ferroalloy metal. It's also used in batteries. But it's very common to see manganese replacing limestone or be associated with porphyry deposits that come up in limestone, where you get a lot of fluids coming out of the porphyry and replacing the limestone beds.
Unfortunately, out of time for this segment on the radio. You're going to have to listen to the full segment on our website or podcast. I hope you all follow up on that. A lot of good information.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Another segment from Wednesday that I'm replaying is an update with Vizsla Silver. Mike Connor, President and CEO, joins me talking about a new acquisition that the company has made. This is the second land acquisition that they have made just in the last, I believe, month and a half. We get into what the overall exploration strategy is going to be this year. I hope you enjoy this interview. Getting an update from Vizsla Silver, talking about a new land package that the company has acquired south of the Panuco project, as well as a new director. And I'm going to get a bit of an exploration update here, chatting with Mike Connor, President and CEO of Vizsla Silver. Vizsla is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA, and that same symbol on that NYSE. So, Mike, let's start off with another land acquisition by the company. The last time we chatted, you had just acquired another district, the Lagara Metas district. That was to the north of Panuco. Now we're talking about an area to the south of Panuco. Give us an understanding here. What attracted you to this area, please?
So first of all, you know, this is yeah, as you said, another additional property acquisition in really a short period of time. We've almost tripled our land package, you know, since the beginning of the year, which is really quite incredible because we, you know, we're convinced that this is the best place on earth to be exploring for silver. So, you know, we're continuing to you know, grow our dominant land position here, which is excellent. But really, this acquisition of San Enrique and Richard, the concessions to the southeast, you know, it's a continuation of the Copala Fault, which we think is very important to the mineralization in the area, as well as some of the other really important faults and vein systems kind of run into that property. But again, you know, for us to acquire land that basically bolts onto the southern edge of our property for a few hundred thousand shares in what we think is the world's best place to explore for silver, it's really a no-brainer, especially when you realize that we're, you know, we're really trying to grow the company and build the company for a generational production profile, which is what we see here at the project.
So I'll post figure one from that news release. Gives a broad understanding here of where this project is located, as well as that Lagara project we talked about last time. I explained to us then the balance of the exploration focus here, because you've been on the show a lot talking about the opportunities just at the Panuco project, but now you're tacking on San Enrique and El Richard right to the south of Panuco. How do you go about balancing out where to focus your exploration?
You know, what we're doing right now is focusing on the western portion, the center of mass, you know, where our, you know, majority of 95% of our resources sit. So that's the Copala vein, the Napoleon vein, and La Luisa, et cetera. Right now, these weeks and months ahead, you know, we're focused on basically drilling out a inventory, 1 year production inventory, which is what you do kind of feasibility level drilling, you know, so we're doing work right now at a feasibility level that would go into a feasibility study. You know, we're still expecting the PEA to come out mid-year for us in, you know, in early Q3 or in some point in Q3. The intention there is to basically model out the first year of production to allow us to, you know, access debt financing, minimize the equity dilution going forward. Now, stepping back from there, you know, we're doing other infill drilling. We're doing incremental growth drilling at Copala and Napoleon, you know, growing those existing resource areas. So there should be some really great news to come out on that in the coming weeks, months ahead. And then beyond that, later this year, I'm actually very excited. I suspect that we'll be able to do some really kind of innovative or long-awaited exploration techniques, methods, undertakings to allow us to really hone in on the new discovery areas that allow us to find new centers of mass across the district. So although we have this hardcore focus on mine building, developing that western center of mass, you know, the exploration plans that we have, the plans for discovery that we have going forward are very real, and we're very excited about them. And I suspect that, you know, we should make some big steps forward this year, and then certainly in the following years to hitting that billion ounce potential that we see here at the project.
So timeline-wise, when could we see some more of that exploration, discovery, drilling on some of these new land packages?
Well, you know, I think thinking a little bit bigger, you know, in a few short years, I think it'll surprise people once that PEA comes out how quickly we can get into cash flow here at the project. You know, a lot of that exploration, the really expensive exploration, that certainly at Lagara Metates, I think would be conducted in years ahead out of cash flow. You know, the southeast projects that we just added, you know, that might be a little bit more proximal, but you know, I think there's a fine balance between blowing shareholders' money and undertaking more dilution than's necessary. And I should say, you know, when I'm talking about exploring, we'll undertake mapping and sampling and kind of cost-effective exploration at these projects, I would say, in the near term, probably even starting later this year or well, in, you know, at some point, you know, early next year. But, you know, undertaking, you know, huge drill campaigns like we've seen at Panuco, 13 rigs turning, spending $20 million plus a year. I don't expect to see that at Lagara Metates or, you know, San Enrique until we're into cash flow. But what we want to do is get, you know, these targets refined so that when we do come in and do, you know, an inaugural, you know, discovery hole, you know, we have the best chance of major discovery as possible. So I'm very excited about these concessions. I think, you know, we're going to see many, many times return on the low-cost acquisitions that we've made here.
Okay, fair enough. So this really sounds like a growing up of the company here, where you're developing and acquiring a pipeline of exploration targets with, right now, the focus being on showing economics and even moving into some sort of production scenario here. I realize that all takes time, but what sort of work then needs to continue to be completed on that growing up aspect, that moving towards construction?
Well, the big thing really is, you know, the PEA that we're working on here. And I can tell you that the work that we've seen so far that Ausenco is, and our other consultants have undertaken, it looks very, very promising. We do have parameters, you know, a very large NPV, post-tax NPV at a good discount rate is important. You know, we're not trying to fudge numbers here with metal prices and discount rates. We want it to stand up to scrutiny. So everything we look at, you know, obviously comes from a lens of, you know, is this absolutely believable? Is this real? This PEA is going to really be the foundation for us to build this project and move forward. So, you know, at the end of the day, trying to manipulate the numbers to look favorable really is a disservice. So this has to be a PEA that stands up, you know, to actually taking forward into production first and foremost. You know, from there, our parameters include, like I said, a high NPV, but also industry-leading payback period, so a very short payback period, and a low CapEx. And so we want this to be something that can, you know, be debt financed, and that's so important. You know, it's not something that we have to go and blow our cap structure financing, but something that's attractive to debt providers, something that gives us a quick payback and, you know, allows us to pay that debt back very rapidly and be cash flowing, you know, and having that cash flow go to the benefit of shareholders very shortly.
So taking into account those kind of financial metrics there, being able to get a payback period lower, being able to debt finance it, not taking on too much dilution, does that limit the size of the operation?
It actually doesn't really. The limiting factor, believe it or not, and you know, you really start to realize this when you're spending a lot of time on the project. I was just there a few days ago, and of course we've known this, but you know, the access, the infrastructure is just second to none. And so, you know, having these roads, these highways, the port, the power, you know, the infrastructure, the above ground infrastructure really isn't all that expensive. It's really not the, you know, the biggest cost area there. The most important thing for us to look at is actually the mine development, the mine planning, and minimizing the cost of mine development. And we're fortunate because one of the world's great silver gold ore bodies, I shouldn't say ore bodies, mineralization, you know, is Copala, and it sits right below surface, and we have great access to it, and we'll likely have great access to it, from really minimal underground working. So it shouldn't be that much. It shouldn't be that hard for us to start extracting, you know, mineralization from underground, bringing it above surface, and the cost, you know, for the above ground infrastructure, you know, looks to be quite minimal. So this is really one of these potentially large scale but low CapEx projects, and you know, I'm really excited about, you know, this PEA and when it'll come out. I think it should be very favorable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Final segment of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And just a reminder, please reach out to me, reach out to your radio stations to find out if they will be able to continue to pick up our show when the Genesis Network, the one who is sending our radio show out, they are unfortunately going dark in a couple of weeks. And I want to keep all of you, our radio listeners, up to speed with our weekend show. My email address, fleck@kereport.com. Please send me what station you are listening on, and I'll do my best to reach out to that station president. To wrap up this weekend show, a replay, again from Wednesday, an interview with Abra Silver, taking on a new investment from Kinross, as well as a large utility company in Argentina. We talk about what it means for the company moving forward, exploration-wise, and even moving their asset, their silver asset, into development.
We are joined with the CEO of Abra Silver Resource Corp., John Miniotis. And John, always great to get you on the show for an update, but particularly exciting today because you had some big news out to the market yesterday. You announced a Canadian $20 million strategic investment by both Kinross and Central Puerto Utility Company in Argentina, and the formation of a regional partnership in Argentina for exploration. So I guess let's kick things off with the big news here about this influx of capital, but also bringing in one of the big boy major mining companies into Argentina.
Perfect. No, thanks, guys. And as always, thanks for having me back on. Yeah, no, this strategic financing is absolutely a very big milestone for our company. And I'd say really positions us now very well as we look forward. Certainly, having the endorsement of both Kinross, which of course is well known as one of the larger gold producers, and Central Puerto, which is Argentina's largest power generation company, I think for us certainly speaks a lot about the quality of our project, of our strong technical team that we have. And so yeah, no, look, we're extremely, extremely pleased. We were able to secure the $20 million investment at a premium to our market price. So certainly very attractive terms for our existing shareholders. And, you know, the $20 million allows us now to be fully funded essentially all the way to a construction decision here. So, you know, it's certainly, certainly great news for us. But importantly, I'd say as well, something that definitely should not be overlooked is that in addition to securing the $20 million in financing, we're also establishing various committees with both parties. And so we'll really be able to benefit by tapping into their expertise going forward. And so this is something that's very, very valuable for us as well as we look to advance the project forward. This is not only a great endorsement, but also, again, sets us up nicely here, having now partners essentially at the table with us.
John, can you give us more information on this Central Porto, their involvement in this deal? Because I think we all know Kinross is a major miner. Central Porto, it's a utility company. Have we seen them make investments like this in other exploration or resource companies in country?
So Central Porto is very well known in Argentina. They're the largest energy provider in country. They're, you know, a blue chip company. They're actually traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 1.5 billion U.S. market cap. So this is a premier blue chip company. But no, as far as I'm aware, this is their first investment in mining. You know, I think they're clearly very bullish on Argentina. They see that country, of course, making a lot of progress, as we're all seeing. And they see mining as being one of the key drivers of increased electrical demand there. And so I think it's a strong endorsement of our project that they're positioning themselves now as a passive investor, but clearly very long-term oriented. And so as the Oblilos, you know, eventually gets into construction and eventually becomes a mine here, of course, Central Puerto could be actively involved in providing us various options on the power front. And so, yeah, as I mentioned, I mean, one of the committees that we're establishing, so we have a technical advisory committee, which is going to be between all three parties, ourselves, Kinross, and Central Puerto. That's going to be more focused on exploration, et cetera. But then we have a separate committee that we're forming just with Central Puerto, which is on the sort of strategic and operational side of things. And that's where we'll be able to bounce ideas off each other in terms of development scenarios, power alternatives, financing, taxes, all of that. And so, yeah, no, excellent partner for us to have. And again, I think speaks of the high quality project that we have and that we're rapidly moving towards that construction decision here.
Yeah, John, nice to see you partner up with a utility company. That's got to help on the power side of things when you go towards a development and construction decision. But it also brings up a broader discussion about investment in Argentina. It wasn't too long ago that you announced at your La Coipita project that Teck Resources had come in for the first time into Argentina. Now this is the first time Kinross is coming into Argentina. And as a rule of thumb, there's certain areas in South America that go through the cyclicality where they used to be a great jurisdiction and they've fallen down. Argentina seems like a jurisdiction on the rise. Can you maybe just speak to that aspect of more interest from the majors and even from large companies in developing projects in Argentina?
Yeah, no, that's a very, very important point. I'd say Argentina is absolutely booming in terms of investments right now. Where we're located in Salta, again, this has always been a very favorable mining province. And there's, you know, billions of dollars being spent on advancing lithium projects towards production. Fortuna Silver also has a gold mine there called Lindero. That's located about 200 kilometers or so to the west of us. So we're in a, you know, developed mining jurisdiction already in Salta. But yeah, no, it's nice to see the majors looking at Argentina. We've been very, very busy over the last several months. You know, I've signed various CAs with a number of parties that had no previous experience in country. And of course, as you mentioned, I mean, with Teck, we signed that deal in La Coipita back in January. And now with Kinross as well, I believe this is their first entry into Argentina. And importantly, in addition to just this financing, we also announced the formation of a strategic partnership with them. So of course, our team at Abra, we've had boots on the ground now in country for several years. Over that time, we've identified various assets that we think could have a high amount of exploration upside. But yeah, we've never had the financial flexibility, I'd say, to go out and acquire new projects and drill those on top of everything we've been doing at Diablitos. And so as part of our discussions with Kinross, I mean, we agreed to provide them with a right of first offer to acquire a 50% stake of any new assets that we acquire in Argentina going forward. So this is, you know, I think going to be very, very beneficial to both parties as we're evaluating new opportunities. You know, we can run that by Kinross, have them evaluate that alongside us, obviously having their presence on the financial side of things. would obviously be a big benefit having them as a partner there. And so, yeah, no, look, I think Argentina's very, very active. I think we're seeing lots of positive changes. It's still very early stages. Javier Milei came into power in December, so it's been less than 5 months, but already making a lot of progress there, balancing the budget, declaring sort of a fiscal surplus for the first time in a few decades, I believe, just recently. And yeah, you're seeing a lot of interest, and not surprisingly, I think, you know, the geological potential of Argentina has always been phenomenal. But as the investment window is opening here, I think a lot of companies are obviously positioning themselves accordingly.
So, John, a little bit more information on this regional partnership then. One, in terms of acquisitions, do you see those coming this year, sometime soon? And two, on the back end of that, if Kinross does want to take part in those projects to take part with that 50% interest, does that all go under the Abra Silver portfolio, or does this move into a subsidiary or some other company?
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, the timing is always extremely difficult. I mean, there's so many moving parts with any acquisition. I'd say we'll certainly be evaluating opportunities this year without question. And so there's various things that we'll be evaluating together. You know, whether or not any of those make it through to the finish line is next to impossible, I'd say, to determine at this stage. But yeah, no, I think the optionality is there. It's great. And so we'll certainly be kicking tires, looking for opportunities to continue to grow our portfolio. In the event that we find something, Kinross exercises their right of first offer, then we'll form a joint venture. So we have sort of a joint venture agreement that would come into place. And so, yeah, that would be the formation of a new company that we'd own 50% of, Kinross would own 50% of. And so, yeah, if any new projects that we acquire, any new claims we pick up here outside of Diablillos, you know, would fall into that joint venture agreement with Kinross. And again, we'd be delighted to have Kinross and all their expertise as a partner helping us advance any new projects we would pick up.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.